Depression is very common and becoming more so if health statistics can be believed. But Ramin Mojtabai, a mental health expert at Johns Hopkins, says his recent study validating those numbers with a structured interview to confirm the depression diagnosis raises some questions.
The finding of this study was that about 40% of people who are told by their clinician that they have depression actually met the criteria based on these structured interviews.
That means 60% of people didn't meet these criteria and may be taking a medication for depression they don't need. That's especially concerning because those medications do have side effects.
They actually do have long-term potential side effects. Our knowledge about the long-term effect of these medications is just emerging.
Antidepressants are the most commonly prescribed medication class in the United States. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.